Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys, did you miss me? It is 97. No, I did not choose to stay intentionally. It just happened to be a day we're starting back, but we're back. We are back. A drunk ain't shit. Bitch ain't a drunk bitch ain't shit. However you want to put it. But I've got my co-host Greg out of OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, Miss V? I'm doing great. Been a good summer.
I'm not feeling no pain. I have had a really good summer. It was supposed to rain today. I did go to the Lions fan. Everybody knows I'm a Lions fan. For you damn Eagles fans, yeah, y'all beat us again. But guess what? We fucked up the odds in Vegas again because they so busy thinking that we're going to get blown out. This is not a blowout. 38-35 is not a blowout, okay?
Yep.
Just want y'all to understand, that's called a game. Somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. I wish we would have won, but I'm not mad about it. Again, bitch ain't shit. I've had alcohol. I have to be at the butt-ass fucking crack of dawn in the morning. It still looks like it's getting ready to rain. I've been tailgating since 8 o'clock this morning. Apparently, I don't know how to tailgate, or I don't understand how to – I just don't know how to fucking tailgate. I know I'll be taking water because normally I drink water, and today I didn't drink any water, so that's my fault. But I had a good day. I've had a great summer. I've had a long summer.
Yeah.
For anybody who has not checked it out, thetoylady.com is still up. We haven't gone nowhere. I know that I keep telling y'all that I promise. I'm no longer promising. When I go live with my other stuff, you guys will be the first to know I don't have a date.
Awesome.
I'm still on punishment. But the website is still there. The store is still there. So for any of your pleasure products, you can still purchase them. I'm just not pushing it for reasons because I'm on punishment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, where I kept saying before, you know, every time we get, I'd be like, oh, in a couple of months, I'm no longer saying a couple of months. What I would tell you guys is that we will be back. I will be back up being the sexy ass bitch that I am. I don't know when. I would love to say this is going to be in a few months. I can no longer say that because this shit has been going on for 4 fucking years now. This has been going on since 2017. So I am no longer, 5 years? 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, 5 fucking years. Yeah, this shit is going on too goddamn long. So I am no longer going to say, oh, well, because if you would have told me 5 years ago that we would still be talking about this shit, or I would be still saying I'm on punishment, I would have been like, you crazy. Yes, I'm still on fucking punishment. I actually don't know when I'm putting off punishment. I thought I knew before. What I can tell you is that the website is there. Once I get off punishment, I'll be back with my good mornings and my links to the website. I just legally can't do it right now. The website is still website is still up and going. I just legally can't do some things right now. That's the best way to put it. But and it has some. I own the name. So before anybody say this, no, thetoilady.com is me. I own it. There's outside factors. How was your summer, Greg? I know there's been a lot of NASCAR. I want to ask you something about NASCAR, and you may enlighten us. And maybe it's just in the middle of my drunken face, I'm seeing shit, and maybe I don't understand it, and maybe I'm just thinking I'm seeing it. But it looks like I've been seeing, like, some commercials, almost like they're going to give us, like, a Hard Knocks for NASCAR. They're not calling it Hard Knocks, but it's like they're, like, doing all this behind-the-scenes shit. Is this true? Okay. I don't want to – I mean, I know the Hard Knocks is trademarked, but I was like, damn, this kind of looks like the Hard Knocks shit. I was like, I'm not a big NASCAR person. It looks kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it? Enlighten us.
Yeah, this is actually the first time – well, someone heard of it, but yeah, it's when they do some of these stories, documentaries, whatever, about NASCAR, it's like that shit, yes, does go on. I mean, there's a lot of weird, funny, illegal shit that goes on. And when I say illegal, it's on the cars.
Yeah, I was looking, I was like, damn. I had to say
that. I mean,
back.
They're trying to
for
shave.
Anybody who's wondering,
I mean,
I'm just letting everybody know, yes, bitch is still drunk, so I might say some stupid shit tonight. I was not driving today, so I may be interrupting a whole lot of motherfuckers tonight. Oh, speaking of crazy shit. You guys, I'm sorry. Let me go. Let you go back. I told you I'm drunk. Let me go back. Somebody talking about your NASCAR.
Hey, I'm going with the flow. You direct the flow, and that's where we go. Can't do any better than that.
Got back with NASCAR. My ass is going on. A brand new,
but yeah.
Didn't have a damn thing to do with NASCAR. Go back to NASCAR, because that's what we was talking about. I'm sorry, Greg.
No, you're good. I mean, I don't watch that much of it because it's on cable on these different channels that I don't get free. So I refuse to pay for satellite or cable just to watch all this shit. Along with football and other stuff. I won't do it. Now, if I do actually happen to retire and move to my favorite big island, my ass is going to have satellite.
But until then, you don't live like us common people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to pay for it because I don't watch enough of it. I mean, why do I spend $100 a month when I watch cable satellite maybe once, twice a week?
We won't even talk about what I pay for cable. I wish I was only paying $100 a month. But
yeah, I mean, I just threw that out there. Yeah. And that don't include satellite or, I mean, internet. So add more onto that. So I'm not going to do it. I'm already paying $100 almost a month for phone, a house line, landline, and my internet. And it's dial-up internet.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know.
You might say I am in a secluded area to where I don't have that many choices.
Yeah, and I want everybody to understand,
satellite.
When y'all hear him say dial-up, as I have property in rural Alabama, when I say that what he's saying about dial-up, no, dial-up is not foreign. It's foreign if you're in a urban area. But when you are in a rural area, they're still not offering the things that they're offering in an urban area. And I can tell you from my property that is in a very rural area that, yeah, you have to pay for a satellite. You ain't getting Comcast, WOW, AT&T, direct. You ain't getting that shit, okay? You're just not getting it.
Yeah.
You have to invest in that big-ass fucking damn UFO-looking, like, satellite shit. And that shit costs.
Yep. Now, see, that's something, too. Like, Cox Cable is out here in Oklahoma and probably other states, but they are restricted in a 1 to 2 square mile area around me because of the local, which is nationwide, telephone service. So, yeah. And then everybody I hear on Facebook talk about it, Cox will screw you. It's like, oh, well, you're paying for high speed. Yeah, that's $200 fucking dollars. And I was like, no.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, I could probably go ahead and pay another $100 and get satellite here. But I am not going to use it to where it justifies the money going out per month. That money, that $100 can go for more food, more gas, and if need be, hell yes, more beer. But, yeah. Right now, I'm doing gas. Today, I spent $77 at the grocery store, but that's one person, and that is 3 meals a day for the next 5 days. Because I normally start prepping all my meals for the week, breakfast, lunch, all this today. And unfortunately,
you don't do it.
I got a late start today, so...
I made my oatmeal for tomorrow, and I want to talk about weight loss and everything because I want people to understand. It is so beautiful that they have Jenny Craig, WWO, all this other shit they got on. Let me tell you something. Find out what works for you. Don't sign up for one of those programs and get mad and say it didn't work because what they're making a generalization based on what they think. They're not doing blood work. They're not checking anything else. They're giving you a meal plan. Let me tell you something. As a person who talked to a doctor, and I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all going to laugh. I had my doctor tell me because I was like, yeah, I haven't been on the treadmill in a minute. My doctor looked at me and said, you know, if your ass will eat right, you ain't got to get on the treadmill. And when a doctor, a MD tells you, listen, what you need to do is look at what you're eating versus thinking that you're going to go on the treadmill or run 10 miles a day or whatever and say, look at what you're eating. That shit is a wake-up call. That is a big wake-up call. And I can tell you that have I adhered to what my doctor has said, no, bitch is still fat. But what I am doing is that I know what works for me. More so than anything, is a high-protein diet. And when I say high-protein, I don't know if anybody, if anybody who hasn't seen it, I mean, that's on you guys. But Oprah did a commercial about 2 years ago, and she says, I love bread, and I can eat bread. Okay. Oprah also has a damn chef. But guess what?
Yeah.
I've come to realize that processed food, bread, form of ownership, that is my enemy. Anything that is chemically processed, that's my problem. So what I'm learning, and I've made a decision, it's going to take me a minute, but I'm just cutting flour, and I'm cutting carbohydrates out of my diet. That's the best way to put it. And for anybody who don't know what carbohydrates are like Oprah said, bread, pasta, even when you're talking about
potatoes,
eating tacos and all that
rice.
Stuff. No, potatoes are actually good. Potatoes are a good protein.
Well,
I looked it up. If you don't add,
but
you don't want to go with French fries. A baked potato with a little bit of butter and salt is okay. But if you do a baked potato with bacon, cheese, broccoli, more cheese, and whatever else you're going to put on it, then that becomes your enemy.
Yes.
But you have to eat the skin. The catch is that when you do a baked potato, you need to eat the skin. I learned a while ago that if you do, and I'm that person who can't eat a baked potato, and I can eat the skin, I have to have salt. Salt is not your enemy if you do the right salt. The potato skin, don't try to fry it, you guys. Just do a regular baked potato, but when instead of getting rid of the skin, leave a little bit of potato on it, and you eat it with some salt. Oh, my God, you will be amazed.
Yes. Yes, and those are great. Air fry is the best way to go if you're going to do those. But what I have done is cut out potatoes, rice, pasta, bread, which I love, all of them. I've also gone to the Smart Egg, which is basically just the egg whites in the carton, and I scramble them up. That's my breakfast with turkey sausage. And then my lunch is ground turkey, stir fry with rice cauliflower, onions, celery, bell peppers, and parsley, asparagus, water chestnuts, and sauce.
See, all that is good. But I want people to understand that if you say, oh, well, I'm going to do this, there's a reason why alcoholics are skinny. And when I say alcoholics, I mean real alcoholics. I'm not talking about the folks like me who occasionally drink and get a hangover. Real alcoholics, if you know, it's all they do is drink. And real alcoholics are small because people are joking and say, well, they have a liquid diet. No, if they're doing white liquor, they're losing weight. And as a person who drinks white liquor, believe me, I can tell you. Now, today I might be paying for it. I feel like I'm going to have a hangover, but that's something that I have to deal with. That's not a issue with other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I have realized that bread products, tortillas, all that stuff that I love. And see, I love potato chips. I can't have potato chips. I can't have the things I love the most, I can have them. I have to have them in moderation.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is something that I have had to learn.
Yep.
So I will tell everybody that, yes. Well, I'll be having a lot of bread. I'm actually going to cut rice out of my diet. I see Randy.
I mean, I hate to, but rice is, now, I'll eat healthy.
Because I love bread, beans, and rice.
Oh, yes. Yes. Did have rice last week for lunch with my meal, but it kind of, So I didn't lose that much weight. I mean, right now I'm 215 pounds, so I almost maintained it. Didn't lose.
I'm not looking at the scale. I'm not looking at the scale. I'm not talking to the scale.
I do the scale once a week. That's it. It's not an everyday deal. See what I can cut out.
I will get back on it after this week. I just decided that because I have a lot going on for the past couple of weeks, I've had some. Okay, I've been busy. When I say I've been busy, I went to,
I know you went to another state, but that was business.
No, but I went to a concert. Since I was at a concert last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Hard Knocks for the Detroit Lions, the final premiere. We actually got a chance to see it before it hit HBO. I did that on Tuesday, and then I saw Lil Nas X on Wednesday, and then I had the game today. So when I say I've been busy, and this is sad because I actually know who I went and saw, and it was somebody who I like, but see a drunk ain't shit. All I can say, and then, like, I had the game today, and then on Friday, I have the Detroit Auto Show charity dinner that I'm going to. So,
oh, nice.
I've got 2 weeks of craziness. So I said, I'm not even going to look at a scale until after that, if that makes sense. I've just decided that I'm just not going to, I'm going to try not to blow, eat a ton of shit, but I just can't even, as they say, worry about looking at food or trying to, it's too much going on. It's just too much going on. And I know that some people may not understand, but when you have a lot going on, it's like, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with me. I'm going to let you know next week I've got to take some people to the airport, and it's about hearing all of the show. So I might be able to call in maybe 5-10 minutes, might not even be able to do that. So,
well, that'll be fine
because
I've got to look at – I know we're taking another day off. I've got to relook at some stuff. I know that – I think we're scheduled pretty good up until right before Thanksgiving. I think we're good. I mean.
Okay.
Let me pull on.
But yeah.
Randy, because Randy set his hand up before. Like I said, drunk bitch ain't shit. Let me pull on Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just relaxing at home. Nothing but peace and quiet.
So how'd your summer go?
I was busy. I did a lot of catering this summer. Mostly morning catering. So it was good. And what else did I do? Oh, shoot. I went to a couple of concerts within the neighborhood. Outside concerts.
Nice.
Outside
concerts. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing okay. By the way, happy September 11th to you both.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to discuss it.
Okay.
And it's just that.
That's okay. It's okay.
Being September 11th is a somber day in our country. And it truly is a day of remembering. I do want to talk about the Queen passing. And when I say about the Queen passing, I want to live as long as old girl. I know everybody's going to say I'm trying to make light of it, but you have to make light of some things, and you have to look at the positive. She lived 96 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she outlived a whole lot of goddamn presidents? Well, they say 14 presidents.
Uh-huh.
The only person that's still around the only old president that's still around is Carter. And I'll tell her, I know people are saying, oh, what other persons are around. No, but Carter is the closest to her age. I mean, look at it. Nixon is gone. Ford is gone.
Reagan.
Reagan is gone. Bush 1 is gone. I mean, Kennedy
and
is gone. Johnson is gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and those are the ones that were, well, I can't even say even before that because, but, I mean, let's give props to the Queen. She lived a long, prosperous life. She lived a life that a lot of us would love to live, and I'm sure that there are people who are, I did not see it. I saw a glimpse of something that I guess some people were celebrating that she was that she had passed away. Okay, first of all, let's get something clear. In the African-American culture, we celebrate when a person dies. And it is part of our culture. We cry our asses off. But let me tell you something.
Yep.
Every single African-American funeral that I've gone to, there is alcohol and there is food. And the reason why is because when a person passes, you're actually supposed to cry when a person is born and celebrate when they pass.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who is criticizing anybody celebrating that the queen has passed, okay, instead of criticizing those people who are celebrating, look at their culture. Because I can tell you that I've had family members pass away, and I can tell you, I have celebrated. I mean, when I say I celebrated, shit, I done got drunk. I mean, drunk, so drunk where we done got more food. I have been with friends of mine who have had family members pass away, and we have been drinking and eating and playing cards and all that stuff. So I don't want anyone to be so harsh on some people who are celebrating that she's passing because, well, let me rephrase it. Unless they're celebrating for reasons that I don't know, and I haven't paid attention, because let's get some shit real. That is the Queen of England, not the Queen of the United States. I am sorry that she has passed away, but she's not anyone who I, you know, I was like, oh, let me go and mock her or whatever the word is. I never wish death on anyone, but I am a citizen of the United States of America, and we have other things going on, and the passing of the leader of a country, it's not something that I'm celebrating or I'm sorry about. I'm going to be honest. It's just indifferent to me.
Yeah.
She was not
granted.
My queen.
I mean, exactly. And see, that's the thing. I look at it as, okay, I'm sad that she has passed, and history was made basically when she did pass away. We have never seen this in our lifetimes, how England does this procedure, and now we get to experience it like my parents did, you know, back in the, I believe it was early 50s. Oh, Eisenhower was another president.
Right,
so
that's what I'm saying, but the whole thing is that my feeling towards her passing is it's not that I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm also not sad either. It is the passing of a human being.
Yeah.
Yes, she was the head of state, but I also look at it, she was a symbol, because actually she had no powers. I mean, she did not do, and I'll use the analogy. You know, she was not very Antoinette, let them have cake and chop off their heads. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She was,
I mean, she did not have power. Yes. did not have power to influence judicial or parliament or any of that. It's just a symbol of the country. Nothing more, nothing less. So that's it.
Now, I did hear that before we on the air that I guess there are countries that are talking about pulling away from the Commonwealth. And I guess Jamaica is one of the countries that now that she has passed, they're ready to pull from the Commonwealth. And this is probably, and I want everybody to understand, when you hear that, oh, the Queen passed and now these countries want to pull away, let me tell you something. These countries just waited for her to pass because if wanted to pull away, this is something that they had thought about for a while. It's not, oh, she died yesterday and now we want to go. This was something that they had probably, I'm willing to bet, somewhere in their constitution or whatever the documents are for their country, they had written that once the Queen passed, they were thought to be sovereign. And you and I,
yes,
and Randy, are old enough to remember when the Falkland Islands were a big fight. And I know my children don't know about the Falkland Islands, but I remember them fighting about their sovereignty.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know why people want to say, oh, well, this is a big deal. Guess what? The United States of America, nobody talks about what we own. Nobody talks about the U.S. Virgin Islands. Nobody talks about Guam. Nobody talks about Puerto Rico. Nobody talks about, it's another set of islands that are actually, you know, and these are territories. So don't act like England has something that we don't have. We just don't brag about our shit because we don't give them no fucking say. I mean, the citizens of Guam, the Guamanians, are U.S. citizens but don't have any fucking voting rights. The same with Puerto Ricans. You know, they don't have a say in Congress. The same with the U.S. Virgin Islands. So I want people to understand that we are not indifferent from these other countries. It's just that we don't, like Jamaica, I'm going to be honest. Until today, I did not know that Jamaica was the a Commonwealth of England. I kid you not, I did not know that Jamaica was the Commonwealth of England.
I just found that out just now because I know Jamaica has been 60 years as a
sovereign country, but they're a
sovereign,
Commonwealth.
Yes,
but,
country. Okay,
like,
did not know that until just
like,
now.
Now, but I guess it makes sense because Canada is a Commonwealth of England. And the only reason why I know that is because we live right on the Canadian border. Whenever we would go to, we can't say it no more because the plane is passed. So it used to be that, like anything we did in Canada, we was like, oh, I ain't fucking with the Queen. Even though it's a sovereign country with its own law, it was still a Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
So that I did know, only because I live right next to Canada. And I know that growing up, we always knew that the Queen had, I didn't know what type of state she had, but we always, like, when we would do shit, be like, I ain't fucking with the Queen. Y'all get great. We don't fuck with the Queen. That's one thing we knew here in Michigan. We didn't fuck with the Queen because the Queen wasn't somebody to fuck with. But with that, I did not, I'm being honest, I literally did not know until today when I was looking at the news and that's when, you know, they were talking about Jamaica it being a Commonwealth and them talking about pulling away.
Yeah.
Moments. See these types of things going on. This is not unusual, people. Damn, a drunk bitch and shit. My head hurts. Oh, my head hurts. This ain't good. I'm sorry, you guys.
It's
I know I'm jumping subjects and everything, but see, this is what happens when you fucking start drinking at 8 in the morning. see, when I was in my fucking 20s, I probably could have did this shit. I might be doing cartwheels or something. When I was in my 20s, I would have been thinking this shit
is
funny. I don't think this shit is funny.
Yep. I've always hated those self-imposed hangovers because they suck now.
Well, and the shit start hurting when you're awake. That's when you know that you fucking old. You ain't even going to sleep again. As they said, that's when you know you old. When your shit say, fuck it, we're not going to let you go to sleep.
Mm.
We're going to have this shit kick in like now. As they say, that's the craziness. Because if your shit kick in when you awake,
right,
you know you need to be drinking some fucking water. Which is
I'm
going to do what most people do. I'm taking me again, getting power. Because I am very familiar of what I need to be doing. And I have no problem seeing. That's why you can tell the difference between old people and young people. See, people are talking about, hey, I'm an aspirin. Nah, I'm old school. Give me a sandbag or some goodie powder. That's what I need.
A goodie powder and water.
Yep.
Wait, do they still make that stuff?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. See, that's that hidden shit. As they say, that's when you know you all cool, because that's that hidden shit.
Yep.
I don't need no fucking Advil.
What's another product similar to goodies that does that sort
stand
of thing?
Back. The stand back.
Mm. Shoot, when do they still make it? Because I don't know what it's like having a hangover. Well, because I never drink a whole lot. But I've been around this stuff enough time seeing my parents do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
both
the whole
parents.
Thing is that what people don't realize is that goodie powder and sandbag is really just straight aspirin. It's powdered aspirin.
Powder
but it's something about that powdered shit.
Yeah.
That, again, I don't know. I can't speak on it, but it's something about that damn aspirin and shit. Now, you go take your damn berry. That shit don't work. But you take your damn goodie powder.
Well, that's fine.
It's a brand new
thing. It's in powder form. Drink it with water, it's instantly absorbed into your system compared to a pill that has to dissolve for hours before you feel anything. So it helps.
Like I said, one of the best damn things they did, and I be trying to tell people, I'm like, listen, there is some shit. Don't try to do nothing modern. Let's look at what used to work. Because sometimes old is the best.
Oh, yeah.
People want to try to say, oh, well, I need to do this. Mm-mm. I can tell you, I just took this damn goodie powder. I give it 10 minutes. This should probably kick in. This should be feeling good. There are some things that will always work.
Uh-huh.
And it's normally that shit that your mom and your daddy and your grandma and all them did that we be talking about. That's the old school shit. Yeah, it's the reason why they was able to do that shit and still be functioning in the morning like they hadn't did nothing. You know why? Because the shit works.
I mean, those old school remedies may taste like crap, but they work, though.
They work.
It tastes like crab. I mean, you don't like it. I mean, you don't like the taste of it. I remember grandmas always had the best remedies. I don't know how they concocted this stuff. Well, they have the best remedies.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that works, but if I haven't been able to find it since my children were little, but this is from, like, all old school. If you have a cold or the flu, now, Greg, you probably know more than anybody else. Them three sixes.
That the three shit, what?
Three sixes.
Is that a cough remedy or cold remedy?
Yeah,
I know that.
That three sixes. That shit. I swear to God, I had some castor oil in it. I ain't lying.
All right, that one I haven't tried.
You get a phone of three sixes. It's nasty as hell. But I'm telling you, you take that nasty ass shit. When you wake up in the morning, you are a brand new person. Between the sweating and the shitting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's taking care of some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But when I tell you that it is horrible, it is horrible. But it works.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder
and
if they still
like
make
I
that
said,
stuff.
The last time I saw it, I was in college. Come here, Troy, come here. Troy. Last time I saw the three sixes, I was in college in 92 or 93. And I was able to get it when I was in college because my children got sick and I went and got some. Because I couldn't afford to have no sick babies. And that shit was nasty back then. But I think they said because it was one of the ingredients in the three sixes that was illegal or it was something in it. But I know it worked. Get out my window. Come on. Come on.
Hmm.
I'm talking to... Get out. Come on.
Y'all and one of the deals I know is the cough suppressant, which is whiskey, honey, I think maybe a little bit of lemon juice, and peppermint candy.
Really?
Let those dissolve and thicken up with honey. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Well,
I don't
actually,
know if you
With the whiskey for babies who have a colic, and I know this works because I work with my son, you get whiskey, and you have to, actually, it's not just regular whiskey. You have to get Jack Daniels, and you set a teaspoon of Jack Daniels on fire and put it in the baby's milk, and it knocks out the colic. And I've had people tell me, oh, you're giving alcohol to your child. I was like, actually, you burn it off the alcohol, but it's other ingredients in the whiskey that actually is what works.
Yep. And I've even heard with babies that are teething, dip your finger in whiskey and rub their gums.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it numbs them. It numbs the gums.
It's better than Orajel. Might be a little bit more expensive, but, yeah, it does the job.
Oh, really? Whiskey? You numb your gums?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
but it's
that.
Only for babies.
Yes.
And it has to be like a good whiskey. Like that cheap shit, you can't do that. That's why they normally say do a Jack Daniels.
Yeah, you don't want cheap. You want good
authentic
stuff.
Whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking of another nasty taste. You ever heard of Fletcher's Castoria?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's another nasty taste in medicine right there.
Oh, it's very nasty.
Can't stand it. My mom used to, wherever I get sick, my mom used to take that stuff. I had to take that stuff. It's all nasty. I mean, I wanted to spit it out, really.
But it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it worked.
Yeah.
Nasty as hell.
And see, now, I mean, can you even find castor oil anymore?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you can even see it.
I don't see no castor oil where I am.
No, all you got to do is go to the castor oil is now in the pharmacy. They still sell it, because believe me, when I want to clear out my system, I will go get me some castor oil. I hate when I do it because I have to make sure that when I do castor oil, I have to make sure I have nothing to do. I mean, absolutely nothing. But if you really want to get well, take you a teaspoon of castor oil, you won't have no problems. You won't have no cold. You won't have no flu. I'm willing to bet, and I'm not trying to be funny. So for anybody who's there saying, Ms. V said this, no. I'm thinking with the way castor oil do every damn thing, I'm pretty sure if you give somebody a fucking damn teaspoon of castor oil, it might knock out some COVID. I don't know.
Yeah.
But castor oil will knock out some shit. Listen, like this little raspy thing I got in my throat. Oh, if I were to take some castor oil, true enough, I couldn't do shit for a day. But I'm telling you, any and every damn thing that I had up in my system, it'd be gone. It'd be gone, gone. Because they still sell castor oil. It's actually in a pharmacy.
Okay.
And you can get it. But rest assured, I tell everybody, you have to be cautious when you do castor oil. Because that could be a bad dude.
It means you better be close to the restroom.
It could be a bad do. I'm just saying. Because it could be dangerous. It could be dangerous. It could be real dangerous.
Let me ask you both something. You probably have to like take colonoscopy tests. Do you that yucky stuff that I heard about?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I did
a gallon of that yucky stuff
a year ago.
When I had my colonoscopy, what I had to do was I had to mix the mucinex or whatever that was with the Gatorade, and then I had to do Dopamine. Listen,
yes. This
shit they had me on, I told the damn doctor, I was like, we get this shit over with. I'm glad this is like once every 10 years, because Lord knows that they had to use this, do it a lot. I probably wouldn't be getting it done. I might be one of those people be saying, fuck it, I ain't going to the doctor. Because for me, and I'm only speaking for me, I did that damn mixture they said to prepare you for your colonoscopy. Shit,
yep.
It came out the top. It came out my mouth and my ass. I literally just went and crawled in the bed.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, let me just move to the bathroom. I lived in the bathroom for about 4 hours because it should have only been coming out one end. And I asked my doctor, and they said, oh, well, some people, it do that too. Well, I'm that person.
Wow.
You should have told me there was a possibility that it's going to come out both fucking ends.
Wow.
I mean, who the hell want to be on the damn toilet and throwing up?
Yeah.
I thought it was a rarity.
But it does happen. And for me, I was throwing up and it, like I said, it came out both ends. That shit wasn't cured. And I said, I'm glad they only do that shit once every 10 years because...
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I would turn into a fucking man and be like, fuck it. I'm good. We're going to skip this shit because I ain't trying to do. That was not a fun thing to do, and I try to tell everybody.
I know how it is.
For me,
I know how it is.
It ain't shit that I look forward to. It ain't. I don't wish that shit on my damn worst damn enemy. I think if you want to torture some people, tell these motherfuckers out here doing shit instead of putting them in prison, make their ass take castor oil every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they ain't got time to go kill nobody. I tell people, if you want to punish a person, instead of locking them up where they can still do shit, here, your punishment is you got to take some damn castor oil. How the fuck you going to shoot somebody if your ass shitty? Okay, and every time we think that you can rent out your system, okay, another piece on the casserole. That's a punishment.
Yep.
I'm telling you, enough of that should be like, fuck it, I ain't going to do nothing because I ain't trying to be, you know, when you got time to kill anybody. I'm serious.
Hmm.
When do you have
yep.
time to do something if you constantly on the goddamn toilet shitting? What, you going to do, shoot your damn self? Because that's not all you can do. And listen,
yeah, yeah.
you're too busy looking for toilet paper and every damn thing else. I'm serious. Some part say, okay, this is your punishment. We're going to give you some castor oil. And if it don't kick in a couple of hours, we're going to give you another thing of it. Oh, believe me. I don't know nobody. Nobody. They like shitting. Because then your ass
no.
gets raw.
Oh, big
that
time.
Shit ain't fun. And
get
you
that.
Like, will it end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get that
and then
red
you
got
to make sure you got the right tissue. Yeah.
Mm. I bet castor oil today is not as strong as the castor oil back in the day.
Yes, it is. I had some castor oil about a year and a half ago. That shit is still strong.
Yeah, they
castor
say
oil
for me
is still
castor oil. 50, have your colonoscopy. I did a 53, which was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And don't eat after a certain time.
I know
Man,
it, yeah.
I ate. Mm-hmm. I ate egg drop soup after that time just because it was liquid.
Right.
And then, yeah, don't trust the fart. Man,
say
I was
no
up
meat.
Every 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting water.
Yeah, I know. I know. Wow.
And finally, before I left the house, I finally shit the last time going, God, I hope I make it in and out. And, yep, I did. Didn't have to shit until... after me and my daughter went to have breakfast, and then I slept for about 4 hours.
So after that colonoscopy
no
was over, I was resting the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I did. And then
I mean, you can't go nowhere.
After I got up.
And you can't,
nope.
The doctor says you can't go nowhere until the next day. You can't go nowhere. Just rest your butt and things will be back to normal. Just see you, then they say see you in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I want to see him in 10.
Shoot, I got my colonoscopy in 2019. Lucky that was before COVID.
Yeah.
Before COVID hit, I had my colonoscopy. Matter of fact, I did all the stuff. I checkup, eye doctor, colonoscopy. I did all that shit. All that shit. Then COVID hit.
Good deal.
I did all that. I'm still afraid to go to a hospital now. Hospital, you still got to wear a mask in there.
Yes, yes.
You still got to wear a mask.
Yep. That's
doctors,
the only
nurses.
Place right now, especially here in Oklahoma, that's the only place you have to wear a mask is inside any hospital in
mm-hmm.
this state. And that's it. Now my doctor don't have to wear one at his office.
Yeah, you don't have to wear one of these?
Not in my local doctor.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah, it's... And then I think I went in last week or 2 weeks ago, and a guy comes in and is like, yeah, I need to get tested for COVID. Is he wearing a mask? Fuck no. It's like, dumb motherfucker. Almost
hell
said
no.
it, and it's like, no, nah, he's a little bit bigger than me, a little bit more country. He'd probably kick my fucking ass. I was like, nah, I'll keep my mouth shut. But I did. It's like, are you that stupid?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I didn't dig that.
In this whole world, there are a lot of
idiots, non-thinking people. Trust me, I see it every day driving on the road. I see it every day. It's like, you're not too bright, are you?
Yeah.
It's idiots all over the place.
Yeah.
That's all I can say is it's idiots all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Now I'm sleepy.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. Yeah, you're a little sleepy there, V.
Listen, I've been up, and I'm going to be going all the way until next Sunday. After next Sunday, I'll have a break.
Okay, yeah, next Sunday, if I have time, I'll call in for a little bit, and then I'll have to go.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's all right. Randy had picked up the slack, like I said.
Hey, what happened to you on the last show, Randy? Did you fall asleep?
I was asleep.
Well,
what do you mean?
You weren't on the phone.
Yeah, I must have. I don't know. I don't know where I was. I don't know where I was. I was just had a lot on my mind lately.
Yeah.
I had a lot on my mind that last show. Was it the spring?
Yeah.
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
June. Summer.
Early summer.
Ish.
Early summer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad you're back, Ms. V.
Yeah, we got the end of the summer. So we got this season, and then we'll have the holidays. It seems like it's been going by really quick.
Yep.
Well, everything we've been going on has been going by fairly quick. But once I get up off punishment.
Game on.
Then it'll be different.
I think as we used to say, kids back in the 80s maybe, game on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old history.
Yeah. See, my hands are falling asleep now. Oh, I gotta wake them up. Gotta wake them up. I'm just glad to hear you both. So I miss you both over the summer.
It's been a long, crazy summer. It's been a whole lot
yes.
of craziness. But we have made it to our hour that I am glad to say that I didn't know if I was going to make it. But we are down to less than 90 seconds, and we will be back next Sunday. I will probably be more hype. I will actually probably have a topic live. Not. But I don't think I'll be where I am today. Today was the season opener. So I want to tell everybody that, you know, be safe. We are in a remembered season. So I just want everybody to have a good time, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Good show. Mahalo.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about that.